Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Welcome each and every one of you to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We've made it to Friday. Hope everybody is having a great week as we get ready for the weekend. I'm excited about this show. I'm going to air my Facebook Live and YouTube show. That was last night. Sometimes every once in a while when I don't have a guest, I'll hop on the Facebook Live page and the YouTube channel, and I'll do a video live show. I usually get more of an audience trying to build my brand, but we're going to get an episode of that later on in the show. But we've got some big headlines that we've got to get into. Not only am I going to get into the conference tournament updates, we are supposed to have some high school baseball games later on this afternoon. It looks like they're going to get rained out. As we have rain in the forecast, they'll probably play on Saturday. I will talk about some of the high school baseball games that happened yesterday, but the breaking news that broke this morning, I've got to get right into it because this is not only a big deal in the Chattahoochee Valley, but this guy means the world to me and Thrift, as he has been in our corner from day one from Georgia Alabama Sports Live. The St. Ampicelli athletic director and basketball coach, Coach Corey Black, has announced that he is stepping down as the athletic director and the basketball coach as he is pursuing an exciting opportunity at the end of the school year. Coach Black has been the basketball coach since October of 2016. He was promoted to athletic director in June of 2018. He is the four-time Region Coach of the Year and took the Pacelli Vikings to a state championship in the GIAA this year. I have had the privilege of having Coach Black on the show a couple of times here on the Sports Beat. He has just been a great teacher of the game and an innovator as an athletic director. The hiring moves he made, bringing in head coach Dwight Jones, for the Pacelli football team. He has developed coaches that have gone on to win state championships, like Coach Bryant Thomas of the Pacelli girls. Coach Emmanuel Brunson was a coach under his leadership. He's now the Calvary Christian head football coach. You got Coach LaShonda Adams, who is the head girls basketball coach at Columbus, who coached at Pacelli. Coach Bruce Figgins, who is now the Chatco head football coach. He was an assistant coach at Pacelli, and he has just got a great staff. I don't think Pacelli skips a beat. I think that they continue their tradition of winning ways because Coach Black has built a foundation here at Pacelli with all the staff that he has been around, and he will be missed at Pacelli, but I wish him the best of luck. He is going to go on and pursue other things, and definitely rooting for him and truly wish him the best of luck in his new endeavor. So last night, West Georgia Dixie Baseball had their opening ceremonies. They moved it to Thursday because of rain in the forecast today. And, you know, sometimes I just do things because when they know me as an announcer guy. And so he asked, hey, do you want to come by for just 15 minutes and announce the teams for opening day? And I said, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't really doing anything. And so I came over there, did it for 15 minutes, and left. And, you know, I got to get on the mic and announce. And I've always been that type of person where people would know me as the announcer guy. And it started with my days as the public address announcer, which we're going on 3 years now, when I was offered the public addresser announcer job for Russell County football, which led to other broadcasting assignments, which included play-by-play announcer for the Columbus Rapids and eventually color commentator for the Columbus Lions and then high school football. Speaking of the Columbus Lions, they are already on the road. They should be playing the Amarillo Venom this Sunday as they return to the American Indoor Football League, as they have a new coach, the Nighthawk, Coach Damian Daniels, the former Shaw Raider, the former defensive coordinator for the Columbus Lions, and also current defensive backs coach for the Carver Tigers, as they will be under his leadership for the 2024 season. Let's talk about some of the baseball games that happened last night. How about the Brookstone Cougars? 7-0 over Pacelli at the campus of Brookstone. Chanwoo Kim pitched a gem. Brookstone has got elite pitching. They are 11-2. Hopefully they can get this game in today. They're playing Pacelli one more time, unless they shift that game to the right. And then on Monday, they are taking on the Columbus Blue Devils. You got Harris County ends up beating Northside. They salvage one of the games after getting swept by Northside down in Columbus. And then Bainbridge sweeps Hardaway 10-3. Remember, Bainbridge was the top team in the region. So these games are supposed to play today. Glenwood is on the road against Strong Rock Christian. That game will probably play because that is outside of the Columbus area. Shaw is on the road taking on the Syrup Makers of Cairo. Carver taking on Columbus at Columbus High for a doubleheader. Brookstone and Pacelli, like I said, 5 o'clock. Spencer is taking on Jordan at Jordan. And then on Saturday, we might have some more games. Glenwood is hosting Lakeside School. Russell County is on the road for a doubleheader against Prattville. And Smith Station taking on Chelsea. Calvary Christian hosting Lafayette Christian. By the way, that doubleheader is at 11 o'clock for Lakeside School and Glenwood. So last night, Georgia's season came to an end. They lose to Florida in the SEC tournament. And Georgia was a team that started 12-3. And Florida beats them for the third time this season. Georgia was up at the half. They were leading most of the way in this game. But Walter Clayton Jr. scores 22 points. Florida will now play Alabama in the quarterfinals. Looking over to the ACC, we've got semifinal games today. Pitt, North Carolina, and NC State, the number 10 seed who upset Duke, is taking on Virginia. It is possible North Carolina could get a number 1 seed if they win the ACC. Now, I think that Tennessee and maybe Arizona, even though I think they are in a weaker conference, North Carolina has been projected to be a number 2 seed all along. But this could be a dark horse to win the NCAA tournament because they do have the pedigree of winning multiple championships. And Hubert Davis led them to the Final Four 2 years ago. And when you have a team that didn't even make the NCAA tournament, they were a preseason number 1 last year. They don't even make the NCAA tournament. They're coming back with a vengeance. Look out for North Carolina when you're filling out your brackets next Sunday. I will fill out my bracket as soon as the selection show is over on Sunday. I'm hoping to have Gabe Reynolds back on the show. Basketball season is over, so I'm excited to bring him back on the show on Monday. And then I will have Phillip Jordan on the show next week. So my regular guests are going to come back, and I'll try to get some shows off the ground. But remember, in a couple of weeks, I will be up in New York for spring break. So what I may do is just do a quick 15-minute show, just wrapping up all the scores, and then I'll have a best of show. Which, by the way, I'm a big sports fan. I was actually looking at some of the sporting events that I could attend while I'm in New York. You know, the Yankees are playing the Blue Jays at Yankee Stadium on that Friday. And then, well, this is not a really big coincidence at all. The New York Knicks are hosting the Sacramento Kings at Madison Square Garden. Now, I get it. It's going to be very impossible to get tickets for these New York sporting events. But, you know, I could entertain the idea, but I think we're going to be busy doing other things. And so that is where we are with that. All right, NFL free agency. Keenan Allen is now a member of the Chicago Bears. The Los Angeles Chargers trade the 31-year-old Pro Bowl wide receiver to the Bears for a fourth-round pick. And if the Chicago Bears keep Justin Fields, which I believe they are going to keep him, he's got a weapon. Here's an idea. Why don't you just draft Caleb Williams and let Justin Fields be the backup? There is not a market for Justin Fields right now. I would just let him stay in Chicago. And then when I saw this news that the Kansas City Chiefs signed Hollywood Brown to a one-year deal, are you kidding me? See, last year when the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl, that was the year to beat them because they were vulnerable. They didn't have a number one wide receiver. Hollywood Brown is a potential number one wide receiver. It's over. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to three-peat. This is just unfair that they get a player like Hollywood Brown. And then the Los Angeles Rams are signing safety Cameron Curl to a two-year deal, the former Washington Commanders safety. And the Rams are one of those teams that I think that they could sneak up on some people. They were playing well at the right time last year and almost beat the Lions on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. I know that a lot of people are saying, well, the 49ers are going to still be the favorites of the NFC West, which is true. But you always have that Matthew Stafford factor and Aaron Donald. The Rams, watch out for them in the NFC. I'm not saying the NFC is wide open next year because I still think the 49ers are the team to beat. But you have got to be disappointed if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. I know they got Eric Kendricks, a good linebacker. You don't have Dan Quinn anymore on the defense, but you get Mike Zimmer. I don't know if that's an upgrade, but they haven't really made the big free agent splash. It's really been the Eagles getting Devin White and getting Saquon Barkley, but those moves that the Philadelphia Eagles have been making in the offseason reminds me of 2011 when Vince Young got to the podium and said, "Dream team." All right, so here's what we're going to do now. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. We are going to go pay some bills. And when we come back, I'm going to air my Facebook Live and YouTube channel show that I did last night on the Sports Beats Facebook page. As I've been kind of just playing around with some new ideas, I got the photo up in the album cover. I got a new logo, a new polo shirt, new graphics, just toying with possibility to run 30-second commercials on my show. So if you are interested in being a sponsor, just let me know and I can run a 30-second commercial. All right? You don't want to go anywhere? It is a Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We'll be back with my live show that I did last night. You don't want to go anywhere.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hunaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to yet another special edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I am excited to be here on this Thursday night, as you can catch a rebroadcast of this episode on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, out of Noonan, Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3. This is episode 809, as I've been doing this podcast for a little over 4 years now, and just continuing to produce episodes, trying to get a show 5 days a week for the radio station. And I just love talking about sports. This is something that I've always wanted to do ever since I was a kid. And I was motivated just to continue doing sports talk radio 4 years ago when I was invited to a radio station and just absolutely fell in love with it. This is my favorite time of the year. We get ready for March Madness. We've got conference tournaments. We've already got some big upsets, including NC State over Duke. And some team out there that was projected to make the tournament is going to have their bubble bursted, as we already have many teams punching their tickets. We already know more than likely who are going to be the number one seeds. I think it's a toss-up between Tennessee and Arizona for that final number one seed, depending on who wins their conference tournament. And then we have NFL free agency. I will talk a little bit about Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. I do have an opinion on that. We also have the former 49ers defensive end, Eric Armstead, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the Falcons trade Desmond Ridder to the Cardinals for a wide receiver. So the Desmond Ridder era in Atlanta is over. I know a lot of Falcons fans are happy about that. So let's go ahead and get into the show. As many of you know, not only do I have the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, which is presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, I also work for a live streaming company named Georgia Alabama Sports Live. So this was founded by Thrift Berenger, who is a broadcast personality in Columbus. He has the Sports Visions radio show he does with DJ Jones Mondays and Thursdays from 4 to 6. On Smooth R&B 92.1 FM in Columbus. A great show, great local content, great guests. They had a great show today. And knowing that we are both passionate about calling sports, I called over 80 basketball games, about 23 football games. We're in baseball season right now. So we called the Carver-Calvary game on Monday. On Tuesday, we called the Brookstone-Pacelli game. And then yesterday, we called the Central Columbus game. So a lot of great baseball teams in this area. It's been a lot of fun. Rick Beach from Kutsu Sports was up at Harris County. He was calling Northside Harris County. He called that yesterday. We're supposed to be calling the Carver-Columbus game tomorrow, but there is a 45% chance of rain in the forecast. I actually been monitoring the forecast just to try to get up to speed, just to be prepared, just in case those games get moved to the right and they end up playing on Saturday. But we are in high school baseball season. We dropped our top 10 rankings on our Georgia Alabama Sports Live show on Tuesday. And I gotta say, I was very impressed with Central last night. They look like the number one team in the state of Alabama. I know that Bob Jones and them are kind of ranked up in the top one and two. But they are ranked one of the top teams in the nation, and that was just resilient. I mean, they didn't play well in the beginning. They were down 4-0, but they were able to come back and get the 8-5 victory over Columbus. So a great win, Coach A.J. Kehoe. Good team, and they'll get prepared for region play in April, and that is coming up. I actually think that when I call high school baseball, I love baseball. I'm passionate about it. I mean, we got spring training going on. The opener for the Braves is not until March the 28th. I mean, I'm excited about the 2024 season. I think that we might have a new World Series champion. I mean, the experts aren't even projecting that the Diamondbacks or the Texas Rangers are going to even make the playoffs. So there might be a surprise in the 2024 season. But the Atlanta Braves, they play at 3:00, Citizens Bank Ballpark against the Philadelphia Phillies on Thursday, March the 28th. And I cannot wait for opening day as I'm trying to get, you know, more involved and learn about some of the upcoming prospects. And, you know, I got to get on my P's and Q's when it comes to Braves prospects because we got a minor league baseball coming to Columbus in 2025 and we got to get to know the players. I mean, imagine minor league baseball in the Fountain City from August to September. That's a long season. And I think that is going to be great for the city. And hopefully it will bring more visitors to Columbus. Braves fans who live in Georgia that follow the Braves, follow all the minor league levels of the Atlanta Braves that just want to come out and see some Braves prospects. And, you know, people are going to travel to Columbus. I mean, that's why I think that Columbus is a perfect fit for the Braves to get a double-A team. All right, well, I kind of got off on a tangent there about baseball, but we've got conference tournaments going on right now. Conference tournaments all over the NCAA. I mean, there's no surprise. I do believe that the overall number one seed, even if they don't win the Big Ten tournament, is going to be Purdue. I think Purdue with Zach Edey averaging 24 points a game, Matt Painter, great coach. They haven't been to the Final Four in over 40 years. The last time they went to the Final Four, the 79-80 season. That's how long it has been. And Purdue is due to get back to the Final Four. All right, we also have UConn, the defending champions. We have not had a repeat champion since the 06-07 season. But the UConn Huskies are one of those teams that could get a number one seed and make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Remember, last year, you had three number five seeds and a number nine seed make it to the Final Four. Some other candidates to get a number one seed, the Houston Cougars. How fitting is it that the Houston Cougars go from the American Athletic Conference to the Big 12 and they don't skip a beat? They only lost three games. They dominated Kansas. By the way, Kansas is already out in the Big 12 tournament. And I'll get to that later. And then it's a toss-up. So I think that the guaranteed number one seeds are going to be Purdue, UConn, and Houston. It's really a toss-up between Arizona and Tennessee. And I think the slight edge goes to Tennessee, especially if they win the SEC. But the SEC is loaded. They could lose to Auburn. Auburn's playing South Carolina tomorrow. They could lose to Kentucky in the final. They could lose to Alabama. I mean, they are capable of losing to any one of these talented teams in the SEC. I'll try to get a score update on that Georgia-Florida game, by the way. It's happening right now as we speak at Bridgestone Arena up in Nashville. I'll give you the latest update on the SEC tournament, latest update on the ACC tournament. I think Arizona has a clear path to get the number one seed, and that's why there's a chance that Arizona might not get a number one seed. The committee might just give it to Tennessee and Arizona might fall to a number two seed. Other talented number two seeds, Creighton and Marquette, they're probably going to be number two seeds. I think Iowa State could possibly be a number two seed. North Carolina, I think North Carolina is my dark horse to win the NCAA tournament. They could win the whole thing. North Carolina has won three titles in this century. And they are very talented with Armando Bacot. But let's go ahead and just go through some of the finals. It went final earlier today. Texas Tech beats BYU 81-67. There's no doubt in my mind both teams are going to get into the NCAA tournament. How about Michigan State? They were a bubble team. I think they get into the tournament with a win over Minnesota, 77-67. North Carolina had no problem over Florida State. UConn defeated Xavier. You got Mississippi State defeating LSU. And we also, Memphis has been such a disappointing team. They lose to Wichita State. I can't figure Memphis out. I was a Memphis fan when I lived in Memphis in 2005, the John Calipari years with Chris Douglas Roberts, Joey Dorsey, Rodney Carney, Shawnee Williams, Robert Dozier. Great team. That was just an incredible team. And then when John Calipari left in 2009, went through Josh Pastner and now Penny Hardaway, and Memphis is just not the same. And this goes to show that coaching matters in college basketball. Ask Villanova fans if they miss Jay Wright. Look at Louisville. Louisville, when Rick Pitino left, I know that like they had their allegations and the scandal and they don't even have a banner anymore from 2013, but coaching matters. And a lot of people are hoping that Georgia has the right coach, that Mike White is the right fit. And then, you know, the jury is still out on Damian Stoudemire, whether or not he's a good coach with Georgia Tech. And still, you know, his first year. Houston beats TCU, no problem there. South Carolina beats Arkansas. Arkansas has been the most disappointing team in the SEC. San Diego State, they went to the championship game last year, lost to UConn. They defeat UNLV in overtime, 74-71. I always try to give a shout-out to the UNLV Running Rebels. That was my team in the early 90s. Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman, Anderson Hunt, George Ackles. Great team. And oh, Greg Anthony. Forgot about Greg Anthony. NC State beats Duke, 74-69. So Duke is out of the ACC tournament. They were projected to be a number three seed. I think Duke falls to a number four seed. Texas A&M beats Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss, who was a bubble team, is not going to the tournament. Texas A&M, I believe this secures a spot in the NCAA tournament. Let's take a look at that Georgia-Florida game right now. A score update, Florida is leading in the first half, 9-5. I think that if Georgia does pull off this upset, which is not really much of an upset, they played Florida close both times, I think that Georgia could sneak into the NIT. I had high hopes for Georgia. When they started 12-3 and they were up at home against Tennessee, I thought, yeah, this Georgia team could play with some teams. And they just fell off a cliff. I mean, I can't explain it. Anyway, let's look at some of the SEC matchups tomorrow. So we're going to start with the SEC conference. Tennessee taking on Mississippi State. Right now, ESPN's Joe Lenardi says that Mississippi State is an NCAA tournament. I actually agree. Same with South Carolina and Auburn. So the winner of that game would play Tennessee. You got Texas A&M and Kentucky. Texas A&M can continue their impressive run, but I think that Kentucky is very strong. I mean, you got Nashville. Big Blue Nation is going to make that trip down from Lexington. You know, Nashville is going to have Kentucky fans. That's the one thing about Kentucky fans is they will pack the gym. They'll pack the arena wherever it is, because those fans are loyal and they travel. And Kentucky is a basketball school, and they've been one of the most successful blue bloods in the history of the sport. Alabama awaits the winner of Georgia-Florida. So right now, Georgia-Florida is going on, and hopefully it's Georgia, because I would love to see Georgia and Alabama. Georgia can try to make up for that loss they lost to Alabama when they were up big, and then Mark Sears just went off on the Georgia Bulldogs. Can Georgia make a run like they did in 2008? Well, that was a very special, magical year. They made an SEC storied Miracle Three. Dennis Felton was the coach. They played four games in 3 days. It was just a very special time for the Georgia Bulldogs. Let's go ahead and take a look at the ACC Conference Tournament that's actually going on right now. North Carolina beats Florida State. Pitt beats Wake Forest. Duke beats NC State. Right now, Boston College is leading Virginia, but, you know, Virginia is the higher seed. Let's take a look at the semifinal game, Pitt and North Carolina, and then you're going to have NC State taking on the winner of Boston College and Virginia. Big 12. So right now, Cincinnati is leading Baylor, but Iowa State, no problem over Kansas State. Houston advances to over TCU. Texas Tech beats BYU. That was a little bit of a surprise because BYU was ranked ahead of Texas Tech. But, you know, let's take a look at the semifinal games in the Big 12. Texas Tech and Houston, and then you got Iowa State that's going to be awaiting the winner of Cincinnati-Baylor. More than likely, it's going to be Baylor. Big 10. All right, let's look at the Big 10. Like I said, Michigan State beat Minnesota. Wisconsin beats Maryland, and Ohio State beats Iowa. Right now, Penn State is leading Indiana in the second half by 2. So let's take a look at the quarterfinal. Remember, the Big Ten plays their championship on Sunday. So the quarterfinal is going to be on Friday, semifinal on Saturday, and then the championship is on Sunday. In fact, they play at 3. That is the last conference tournament game until they have the Selection Sunday show, which it's like Christmas. I can't wait for the Selection Sunday show. I remember last year I was on pins and needles, but I mean, I knew that Kennesaw State was going to get into the NCAA tournament. It was a lot of fun. I just wanted to see what seed they were going to be and where they were going to be. And of course, they had an 11-point lead over Xavier. All right, so tomorrow, Michigan State and Purdue. Very good matchup. I do believe even if Michigan State loses that they are going to get into the tournament. It's Tom Izzo. He knows what to do. He's been here before. Michigan State stacks their schedule. They play a brutal schedule. So don't be fooled by their record. 19-13, they're still a good team that's going to get into this tournament. Wisconsin, Northwestern, that is the other quarterfinal game. Ohio State and Illinois. And then Nebraska is just sitting back awaiting the winner of Penn State, Indiana. All right, let's talk about the Big East. You remember back in the day when the Big East used to be the powerhouse in college basketball? Love that ESPN 30 for 30, Rakim for the Big East. Even a team like Seton Hall, led by Coach PJ Carlissimo, went to the NCAA championship in 1989, lost to Michigan. But, I mean, you have St. John's, which, by the way, is a bubble team. You had Georgetown, which is irrelevant now, but they used to be just a dominant powerhouse in the 1980s. And then you have teams like Syracuse. I mean, it's just great teams. Right now, UConn, the defending NCAA champions, they defeated Xavier. They advance. Two bubble teams going at it, St. John's and Seton Hall. I think this knocks Seton Hall out of the tournament. I don't think they get into the NCAA tournament. I think that St. John's lives to see another day. They're not guaranteed a spot in the tournament either. The big upset of the night, Providence upsets Creighton 78-73. Does this knock Creighton down to a number 3 seed? Because it looked like they were holding strong at a number 2 seed. All right, let's take a look at some of the semifinal games for tomorrow. St. John's and UConn. What a game that is going to be tomorrow. And then Providence awaits the winner of Villanova Marquette. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the show, Villanova, not the same team without Jay Wright. Villanova was starting to become a dynasty, winning championships in 16 and 18. Great players like Jalen Brunson. I mean, Villanova was the team. And that just tells you how much coaching matters in college basketball. All right, let's take a look at the Pac-12. I like the Pac-12. I'm from California. All right, so Arizona defeats USC. You know, the chance of USC making the NCAA tournament was very slim to none. I know that a lot of people wanted to see Bronny James, even though he's averaging 5 points a game. It's all about Isaiah Collier. But USC, who was ranked to start the season, has been the most disappointing team in college basketball, and it's not even close. By the way, all these games are later tonight. The Utah-Colorado game is at 11:30 tonight, and I won't be able to wrap up that until I do my second part of this show in the morning. Stanford losing to Washington State 51-31. Oregon defeats UCLA 68-66. How is it that UCLA was a number two seed last year? I can't explain it. This was a blue blood. This was a team. You know, you talk about like the players that UCLA had. Jordan Farmar, you know, Aaron Aflalo, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love. And this is just in this century. We're not talking about the O'Bannon brothers and winning the championship with Jim Herrick in 1995. I know that the days of John Wooden and the Wizard of Westwood and those multiple championships they won in the 70s, I know those days are over, but come on, UCLA is a blue blood and they should be doing a lot better than this. And UCLA is going to the Big Ten next year. So, you know, they kind of got off easy in the Pac-12 because it's not as strong. But UCLA is going to have probably some trouble when they have to face Purdue and when they have to face Indiana and Ohio State and all those teams in the Big Ten. All right, so UCLA season is over. So we got Oregon and Arizona. They're facing off in the semifinal. Stanford, Washington State will face the winner of Utah and Colorado. Do we have time for one more conference? Let's see. One more conference, and we are going to go with the American Conference. East Carolina, they beat Tulsa. You got North Texas beating Tulane. Memphis loses to Wichita State. This is all second-round games. Right now, SMU is leading Temple. So East Carolina is taking on South Florida. South Florida, they look like they're going to be in the tournament. They're projected to be a number 12 seed. Wichita State is taking on UAB. North Texas is taking on Florida Atlantic, the team that went to the Final Four last year as a number 9 seed. And then Charlotte awaits the winner of Temple and SMU. That was pretty good. Conference tournament championships in a nutshell. Don't forget, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to have the high school baseball schedule for Friday. And I'll also talk about what's going on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Let's get to NFL free agency, because I did go on a tangent a little bit when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons signing Kirk Cousins. I'm indifferent. They've given Kirk Cousins a lot of money. A 4-year deal. He's going to turn 36 before the season starts. Yes, he is an upgrade from Desmond Ridder. And I was excited that the Falcons traded away Desmond Ridder, because you don't want this guy as a backup. He single-handedly cost you games. That's what happened last year. That's why Arthur Smith does not have a job, because of Desmond Ridder. Kirk Cousins is the grown-up in the room. His percentage, completion percentage, is one of the best in the league. His self-awareness, his leadership on the field. I mean, you look at his quarterback accuracy. The big question mark is his Achilles injury. But the Falcons have a top 5 offensive line. They have weapons with Drake London, Bijan Robinson, and Kyle Pitts. They've already added Charlie Werner. They've added Darrell Mooney, and they also got Ray McCloud from the 49ers. So the Falcons have weapons, although I think Ray McCloud is going to be more of a punt returner, but that's neither here nor there. The Falcons are not only going to win the NFC South, I believe they win a playoff game with Kirk Cousins, and they get to the divisional round. That's how much of a believer I am in Kirk Cousins. No, they're not going to be a Super Bowl contender. They still have to plug in some pieces. By the way, they do get a third-round pick because the Jaguars did not sign Calvin Ridley. So that's good to know. And so what to do with the number 8 overall pick? Do you take Dallas Turner? Do you get another weapon for Kirk Cousins? Do you get Rome Odunze from the Washington Huskies? Do you get Brock Bowers and pair him up with Kyle Pitts, who Kyle Pitts really acts like a wide receiver. You know, Brock Bowers is probably the most sure tight end to ever come out of the draft, which I can't believe his draft is, you know, his draft stock is falling. I don't understand why. Anyway, so that's my rant on, you know, the Falcons getting Kirk Cousins. I know everybody wanted Justin Fields, but the thing about Justin Fields is he is not a proven camaraderie. He hasn't really proven himself, and that's why there hasn't been a team out there that has agreed to sign him. And I think the Bears might end up keeping him. But I still think the Bears are going to get Caleb Williams with the number one overall pick. Hey, the Seahawks acquire Sam Howell. He is going to back up Geno Smith. So it looks like the Washington Commanders just lost their faith in Sam Howell. The Jacksonville Jaguars signed the former 49ers defensive lineman Eric Armstead. The 49ers got rid of him because of cap reasons, and they were able to get Leonard Floyd, which is a more durable, not as talented as Eric Armstead, but he's a little bit more durable. And that was the big thing about the 49ers D-line, is they weren't always healthy. But I think that Leonard Floyd is a good pickup. And I think Eric Armstead's a good pickup for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let's see. We got the Houston Texans signing Joe Mixon to a 3-year contract. And then how about this one? You know, after the Eagles signed in Saquon Barkley, they signed Devin White, the former Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker. And that's a good move for the Eagles because their defense was terrible last year. Even when they fired the defensive coordinator and Matt Patricia took over as their DC, they were still terrible. They couldn't stop anybody. Look, I like the signing of Saquon Barkley. It makes their offense more dynamic. But it was the defense that had problems that they need to go fix. And this season for the Philadelphia Eagles is looking like a desperate season, especially for Nick Sirianni. Look, I'm not going to get into the sexual assault allegations that are allegedly on Dak Prescott because it's under investigation. I saw that on my little news feed, and I'm like, I'm not going to buy it until it's a legitimate, and everybody's talking about it. But so, yeah, let's drop that. Let's move on. Curtis Samuel, the former Washington Commanders wide receiver, agrees to a 3-year, $24 million deal with the Buffalo Bills. Good move. You know, the Bills were losing some pieces. They lost Gabe Davis to Jacksonville. So they kind of bounce back and get that. And then finally, the Detroit Lions get DJ Reader as they improve their defense a little bit more. DJ Reader was on that Cincinnati team that went to the Super Bowl back in 2021. All right, going to talk a little bit about the NBA. Bucks beat the Sixers 114-105. You got the Celtics beating the Suns 127-112. And right now, the Phoenix Suns would be the number 7 seed. They would have to play the Dallas Mavericks in the play-in game. That is not going to bode well for a Phoenix Suns team that everybody thought that they were all in when they got Bradley Beal. And then last year when they got Kevin Durant. And you know, they got rid of some really good pieces. Cam Johnson, DeAndre Ayton. This team went to the NBA Finals in 2021. They had a 2-0 lead on the Bucks. I can't explain this. I really cannot explain what is happening in Phoenix. Right now, you got the Mavericks taking on the Thunder. The Knicks taking on the Trailblazers. Clippers beat the Bulls. And the Rockets beat the Wizards. Let's look at the standings in the NBA. I still am going to stick with my finals pick as the Boston Celtics and the Denver Nuggets. I just think the Denver Nuggets are too strong. They're the defending champions. When you got Nikolai Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, you have all that championship experience going into the playoffs. I don't think anybody's stopping them, especially in that altitude. If they get home court, it's over. The Denver Nuggets are going to the NBA Finals. I think teams like Minnesota, OKC, the Clippers, I think their saving grace was if they were to get home court and if they met the Denver Nuggets in a 7-game series and they just defended their home court, that would be the only way that they would win a series against the Denver Nuggets. Hey, the Boston Celtics have already clinched a playoff berth. I don't really care who the number two or number three seed is going to be. If it's Milwaukee and Cleveland in the second round, Milwaukee clearly has the advantage. The surprise teams like the Knicks and the Magic and the Pacers. The Pacers are going to be without Benedict Mathurin for the rest of the season, but I like the addition of Pascal Siakam. We know that the Sixers are going to get better when Joel Embiid comes back. He's going to be ready for the playoffs. There's going to be no question about that. And then what's going on with the Miami Heat? The Terry Rozier trade obviously wasn't a very good trade. When you have Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, they will be ready for the playoffs, but the Miami Heat got rid of a lot of talent that got them there to the finals last year, like a Max Strus and a Gabe Vincent. And then the Chicago Bulls, I mean, DeMar DeRozan, is this not the most underrated player in the NBA? The Spurs didn't want him. You know, they traded Kawhi to the Raptors to get DeMar DeRozan, and they didn't want him. They shipped him off to the Bulls. All DeMar DeRozan does is put up fantastic numbers. And then the Atlanta Hawks. Sadiq Bey is out for the season. Jalen Johnson's hurt. Trae Young is hurt. Can the Hawks hold on to that 10th spot? And for your information, the West is stacked. Denver, OKC, Minnesota, the Clippers, the Pelicans with Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. The Sacramento Kings making a huge statement, defeating the Lakers on Wednesday night, 120-107. Sweep the season series against the Lakers. Yeah, that feels good, especially since I grew up rooting for the Warriors, and then I became a bandwagon fan when I moved to Sacramento from 97 to 2005. I'm admitting it. I love the Sacramento Kings, but I jumped on the bandwagon when they started getting good when I moved to Sacramento. Remember, in Sacramento, there's no other professional sports team. I mean, you got the River Cats, but that's a AAA team. The Sacramento Kings were the talk of the town, the greatest show on court in the early 2000s. And so every time they play the Lakers, I want the Kings to beat them and beat them bad. So that win on Wednesday night felt good, and they win the season series against the Lakers, which right now, a game ahead of the Golden State Warriors. That would be an exciting play-in game between the Lakers and the Warriors. But I think that the Lakers could win two play-in games and get the number eight seed. But if they're faced up against the Denver Nuggets, it's over. Denver's going to win that series. Now, if the Lakers are playing the OKC Thunder or the Minnesota Timberwolves, I give the edge to the Los Angeles Lakers because they have LeBron and they have AD, and you know they're going to show up in the playoffs. I tell you, we flew by the NBA. But my thoughts on the NBA, because I've been a fan ever since I was a little kid, even with the Michael Jordan years, the Magic years with Shaq and Penny. You know, I love the Charlotte Hornets with Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning. I even tolerated the Hawks. Like, I didn't have any ties to Atlanta as a kid, but I liked the Dominique Wilkins, and even later with Dikembe Mutombo and Christian Laettner and Steve Smith and Mookie Blaylock. I mean, the Hawks had a good team too, and I, you know, followed them as well. And, you know, I liked the Grizzlies when I was living in Memphis. And, you know, I was going back and forth between being a Warriors fan and a Kings fan. And my takeaway, you know, the 90s was great with the Bulls winning the six titles. The San Antonio Spurs, kind of boring, winning five titles. Lakers, three-peating. The Shaq and Kobe years in the early 2000s. And then the Kobe and Pau Gasol years, when Phil Jackson came back to the Lakers, they won titles in 9 and 10. But I actually prefer when, let's say, an NBA team like the Dallas Mavericks in 2011 just spontaneously win an NBA title, and they're pretty much it. They're not repeating. It was a flash in the pants, and they win a title. The Toronto Raptors winning a title in 2019. The Cleveland Cavaliers winning a title in 2016. I'm more of a fan of that. I don't want to see the Lakers, the Spurs, the Heat, the Warriors, even though I'm a Warriors fan, or the Celtics making it to the finals. I love seeing parity in the NBA. Are the Denver Nuggets parity, or is this the new dynasty? As much as I would love to see a Magic Timberwolves final, we all know the ratings would be terrible. The entire NBA world wants to see Boston and the Lakers, or Boston and the Clippers, or Boston and Denver. Right now, the most appealing team, and you know, also the Bucks, because you have the Giannis factor. I think the Bucks would be a good appealing team as well. The Sixers also have a pretty good fan base. Please, can we not have a Miami Heat finals again? It's just, I know it's the Heat culture. They find ways to win. But I'm sick and tired of the Heat making it to the finals. I'm sick and tired of like the Lakers making it to the finals, even though that would be great for ratings. But anyway, that is my rant. In fact, starting next week, I'm going to come up with a little bit on this show. It's going to be called Richard's Rant. I'll even have a graphic up there. Richard's Rant. That's what is going to be called. Because I do have a bone to pick with the NBA. And I just want to see more parity. It's kind of like with college basketball. I was tired of the Blue Bloods making it to the Final Four. I got excited. I was in college in 2006. I got excited for George Mason making it to the Final Four. And then later on, VCU making it to the Final Four. And then Wichita State making it to the Final Four. And then Loyola Chicago making it to the Final Four. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who has watched this show. You know, a lot of effort goes into this show. I don't have a producer, you know, for the sports beat. But everybody knows that I also do the Georgia-Alabama Sports Live show with Thrip Behringer. And I call games for Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, which, by the way, I can't thank Thrip Behringer enough for taking a chance on me, giving me that opportunity. And it was really just a great moment for me to be able to do that, especially in my broadcasting career, especially being in a market like Columbus, where it didn't work out in Atlanta, it didn't work out in Memphis, it didn't work out in Sacramento. I felt like Columbus was the perfect market. It was a medium-sized market where I could just do my thing. And plus, the industry has changed a lot. So there's just a lot more podcasts out there. I mean, anybody can do this, but you got to have the drive. You got to have the talent. You got to have the passion. You also got to have opportunity. That's all the time I have here on the show. Make sure that you like the Facebook page. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. You could find me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. I changed the album cover to my podcast. Got to put a face with a name. Got to get the name brand out there. So I got a picture up there. So with that being said, thank you everybody for watching. And I hope you have a great rest of your night. Bye everybody.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. On WQEE, Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Hey everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.